What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 186 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So there's a lot of catchphrases thrown around, particularly in the workout world, fitness industry. And I think these are also shared, again, in the business world, in personal development world. And these are things like go hard or go home, be all the way in, be all in. And these are all great concepts, specifically for, let's say, in the workout world, like the competitive athlete, right? And I understand the spirit behind these things. And I'm totally down with that, meaning that if you really want to succeed at the given objective, going all in is 100% the fastest way to get there. You have to commit your heart and soul to this mission. And we will see. I think, you know, Schwarzenegger was a perfect example of this, where he tells a story of, you know, hearing of his father's death over in Austria while he was training for the Olympia. And he told his mom that he couldn't come to the funeral because he was training for the Olympia. And his mindset was, if a truck drove through the gym and smashed the wall while he was working out, he would keep working out because he was that focused. And that's awesome. That's inspiring to some degree. You know, the father's funeral thing is questionable, but I think we get the point, right? Is that full-on commitment. Let nothing get in your way. Go all in. But here's the rub with this. I think when we start talking about regular people, normal people, people that are just trying to better themselves, get in shape, be a better version of themselves, get started on a program or continue on a program or just make a change of some kind, these kind of ideas of go all in or, you know, go home, sometimes shut a lot of people down, because I have heard people say, well, shit, I know I should really go to the gym 4 or 5 days a week. I think I can only go one. I can only afford one session a week. I can only get to the gym once a week or twice a week. So I'm not going to bother. You know, I can't eat the way that I know I'm supposed to eat. So I'm not going to bother, because I just can't do it the way that my trainer, my coach, or, you know, whatever I was taught is the way I have to do it. So what I want to talk about is, that's not the right attitude. That is 1,000% the right attitude. Sometimes, most times, the best you can do is the best you can do, right? So given your particular circumstances, your goal is not necessarily to be all in, 100% committed, give up everything else, because that's not realistic for people who have jobs, families, lives. It's also not necessary. The person that can train once a week, now yes, once a week is by no means optimal. It's barely getting started. But it is 100 times better than not working out. The person that can only get to the gym twice a week and see their trainer once a month is way better off than the person who's not seeing a trainer and not going to the gym because they could only do it once a month or twice a week. You get what I'm saying? You look at somebody who's trying to quit smoking. I love this analogy. There are people that have tried to quit smoking or been trying to quit smoking for years, okay? And I've known some of these people. So let's say Joe Blow smokes 2 packs a day. Joe Blow gets a bed, doctor visit under his belt, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. You know, everybody knows it's not good for you. Joe Blow knows that too. So Joe Blow says, you know what, I'm done with this, I'm going to quit. But being a smart human being, he realizes he's got to taper down. Okay, so our goal is to say, hey, let's do a pack and a half for a couple weeks. You know, don't try to go cold turkey on this. Let's go pack and a half, cut back a little bit. Then we go to a pack. Then we go to half a pack. So right around the half a pack a day mark, Joe was like, fucking dude, I can't do this. Like, I can't give up my cigarette when I'm having a drink, my cigarette first thing in the morning, my cigarette at lunchtime, whatever the fuck he likes. Can't give it up. So we got two options at this point for Joe. Joe can either say, fuck trying to quit because I can't do it and I'm just right back up to two packs a day. Or Joe can say, I'm going to keep trying to quit even though I'm not succeeding 100%. I'm not able to quit, but I'm doing a half pack a day. Maybe he keeps trying to quit for the rest of his life. But if he keeps trying to quit, he's at half a pack. If he gives up trying to quit, he's at two packs. Which one of those things do you think is going to work out better for Joe? Same damn thing. You might not be able to get to the gym every day. You might not be able to get to the gym three times a week. Maybe you can only get there once. Maybe you can't. You, for some reason, the circumstances, your life, your job, your kids, you can't eat the way that you are supposed to eat for optimal fat loss, muscle building, and health. But you can do a hell of a lot better than you were doing. And two out of your three meals a day are really good, and one sucks. Great. Still much better. And here's what happens. Do you know how many people that I have seen, hundreds, start with one day a week? Because that's all they can do. It's all they can afford. That's all they can find time for. Maybe that's all they can just mentally, emotionally commit to at first. Great. I would never discourage that person from doing that. A couple months in, that person all of a sudden, subconsciously maybe, realizes how much this helps, how important this is. They find that second day. They find the time. They find the money. They find the value. Over time, that becomes three times a week, okay? Because this thing becomes more important, and all of a sudden, the mind and subconscious get a little creative in how to make this stuff work. Same thing with eating, same thing with business, same thing with everything. So I want to encourage you guys to realize that sometimes you just got to do the best you can with what you got. And this is not a, don't get me wrong now, this is not giving you permission to be a slacker. What I'm saying though is you can even look, again, we'll look at sports. And there's a big UFC fight coming up this weekend. I'm a big fan of the mixed martial arts fighting. These guys, in a perfect world, would enter a fight uninjured, well-rested, well-fed, perfectly trained, getting 9 hours of sleep a night, all that stuff, right? That never happens, ever. These guys have lives. These guys have to do press conferences and travel and be on airplanes and be in hotel rooms. Many of them have families. Many of them have jobs. So they got to train after work. They got to drive an hour and a half to see their favorite coach. They got to eat in a car. They don't have enough money to eat really, really, really healthy, you know, properly cooked meals, so they got to make them themselves and do the best they can with a Walmart shopping budget. People make it work. So there's an expectation, I think, that everybody else has got it all perfect and everybody else's stars align for shit to happen, but if yours don't, then you just can't do it. That's not the case. The secret is doing the best you can with what you got. Recognizing that the best you can is the best you can at the moment, because that will change, circumstances change, and just starting, get started, stay with it, even if it is a bones program, right? Once a week, just trying to eat a little bit better. I'm just cutting, I used to eat fast food every day, I'm going to eat fast food three times a week. All of these are steps in the right direction, and all of these are 100% better than not trying. Have a good day, you guys.